Townport is getting a mural. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Paul. How are you?
Any luck on catching our flasher? Or no, no luck?
Well, I've left the house just a couple times, and I have thought of you each time. I've thought, let me look left, look right, look left again, and see if I see any Oldsmobiles or anybody that looks suspicious like a flasher. And I have not noticed it.
Okay. Well, the flasher is still out there for everybody who is interested. No reported flashings during the past week. I'm not sure if we scared them away with the podcast, but still be on the lookout for an Oldsmobile. He is still at large. What else is going on in town? I am really distraught because this is week three of no therapy for me. So I'm going insane at this point.
I thought you were just there like last week, no?
No, it's been 3 weeks. If you can believe it, my therapist said that there are people that are actually more fucked up than me that need the appointment. So she's postponed me.
Wow. I was going to ask you, is she away on vacation? But no, you're saying she actually needed your appointment for like fucked up people?
She needed. Can you believe there are people even more fucked up than me? You didn't take my appointment, did you? Is it you who took my appointment?
No, I actually haven't talked to mine in months.
Really? So we're both flying up by the seat of our pants at this point. No wonder why things have been so insane on Community News recently.
I have a different outlook of it than you. I don't feel dependent on it. I don't feel like it's helpful to me. I'd rather go get a massage with an hour of my time.
Well, you know, the funny thing is my therapist usually does give me a massage during our session. So it's like a twofer. So, that's why I like it.
Yeah, that I would like. But, like, honestly, it feels like work having to talk about what's going on. Like, I don't know. I don't find it a relief or a help. So I haven't gone in months.
Okay. Well, I have not gone for 3 weeks, and I am very cranky today because of it. So hopefully by next week, she'll have taken me back in. She'll have straightened me out. She'll have given me my head massage, and I will be back to being a cheery, happy person again.
I'm just more fascinated that there's anything that she actually does that makes you feel better. Like I want that kind of therapy. I don't leave feeling better.
Well, I mean, I don't feel as good as when I talk to you on a weekly basis, but it's just slightly below that. So that's all.
I know that's not true, but I don't understand what she's doing in there that makes you feel so, you know.
Well, perhaps I will invite you to one therapy session so you can witness it in person. And just sit there like a fly on the wall. But will you be able to not say anything? Or will you interject the entire time while you're there? That's the one thing.
I admit that not saying anything is really hard for me. But if it's my actual goal, I will not say anything.
I would also have to make you sit with your face facing the wall, like in a corner, like a naughty corner, like you're back in school. Because if I saw you facing me, I would just start giggling during the whole session. So. Well, although probably facing away from me, I'd start giggling also. So
maybe I could sit behind you so I'm watching both of you, but you can't see me.
No, because then I know you'd be making faces or doing like crazy signs behind my back or doing something like that and telling my therapist all these things. Just like that face you're making right now, I could just see I would say something and you would make that face, that disapproving face.
I think I would be making faces. I think I'd be like, aw. I think I'd be in a sympathetic face mode. Like, aw.
See, I did hear that sympathetic sigh then, and that would be the end of it. So,
Well, I'd like to know what she's doing, because every time I hear how much you love therapy, I feel like I've never found the right one, because I never have that kind of a feeling about it. Well, like, you're excited to go. I'm never excited to go. It's like a chore, like going to the dentist.
Well, there's only, about four more therapists in the country that you haven't tried yet. So hopefully, fingers crossed, one of those four will be the one that you like.
Exactly. That's why I say it's a big mystery to me. I feel like I'm looking for something. It's like when people say they're looking for the unicorn. I feel like I'm looking for something in therapy that maybe doesn't exist, or maybe I have the wrong idea of what it's supposed to feel like, but it just feels like a chore to me.
Is that anything like looking for Mr. Goodbar? Wasn't that a movie or no?
That was a movie. I think that was like looking for Mr. Right in a way,
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Never saw it. Anyway, there's a new mural coming to town. They are painting it. It's going up on the community center, something new for people to see. And they are putting up all the luminaries of Townport are going to be featured there. So my question is, knowing that you are iTeam extraordinaire, how are you going to get our lovely mugs painted into that mural before it's done?
Interesting you bring that up, Paul, because I have to tell you, I was a little insulted when I started seeing people posting on Facebook who are going to be featured on the wall. Like, some of them have lived in Townport for 2 years, and they're going to be on the wall? Like, I've been here 18 years, and there were about 10 years where I grew up here. You've been here 30-something years. I'm reading about people that have been here 2 years, and I don't know what they've done other than they're, you know, they have a kid. They don't work. They occasionally do some volunteering, as do all of us. And they're going to be on the wall forever? Like, do you have to pay to be on this wall? This, what is going on?
I have no idea. Well, that's why I'm having you get to the bottom of it. You know, you're going to have to get out of bed, throw on a Roper outfit, and find out what's going on and how we're going to do it.
So, but I have been asking around, and I'm like, is there a donation requirement to this? Because it does seem odd to me, the selection of people. It literally makes no sense. There's another person who just moved here less than a year ago, but they have a more high-profile job. They're on television. So I think that's why the town wants them on the wall. But like, okay, they were on television, but they moved here a year ago. Like, they're not exactly a pillar of the community yet. Like, shouldn't there be a minimum requirement of living here, maybe 5 years, 10 years, like actually doing some real community service like you and I do?
I mean, look, we slaved away at the paper for all those years, and now we're doing this podcast as a community service to help the people of Townport, and how dare they not reward us with our faces on that mural.
I know. We haven't made a dime from this podcast. We do it just for the love of the community. We're doing it 3 years, and we haven't been reached out to, but they reach out to like every – you know what it is? They reach out to the people with the very self-promotion. It's like – it's all one big transactional network of let's all self-promote and self-promote each other. But it's like that movie, The Race to Nowhere. They're all in The Race to Nowhere.
Is that like The Road to Nowhere by the Talking Heads, or I'm just getting
similar.
I'm kidding.
No, on the note of the mural, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
We have a listener who has been a loyal listener since the beginning of this show, Nancy, a town porter named Nancy, and she's an artist. And she has a studio called nancycolorstudio.com. And I'm thinking I would rather give my money to Nancy's artwork and buy an artwork piece of Nancy then pay Townport to put us on their mural, because I feel like at least Nancy listens to our show every week. Who are these people making these decisions that I hear nothing, that we aren't even asked? It's so insulting, don't you think?
It's crazy. I don't know. This on top of no therapy, this is why I'm so distraught this week and so melancholy. That's why.
I just have to say, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners all over the country and the world. And yet the very people of Townport the show is about and for, sort of sometimes some of them snub the show and snub me and you. And it's not right.
Right. It's unbelievable. And we are so nice and kind about everything and everyone in this town. How dare they?
We don't spill the dirt. There's so much dirt we could spill, but instead we keep it all upbeat and nice because we have a love for the town. And they snub us on the wall?
Right. I heard about some swinger parties that are cropping up again now that people are feeling a little safer in town. And I have not reported those people who I have alleged been at those swinger parties. Right. I could do that right now.
Yeah, it's not like you've called the COVID police on the swinger people, even though people called COVID police on me when I was just selling my house and emptying it and giving things away and selling things. They called COVID police.
Maybe, you know what, I was thinking about that. Maybe they were calling the police because you weren't moving out fast enough for their liking. Yeah. Did you ever think about that?
Maybe they thought I was swinging and giving people parting gifts on the way out. Maybe they thought I was swinging and then going, here, take a chair. After our menage a trois, here, have a vase. Maybe that's what they thought.
Now, what you give, does that depend on how good the swinging was? So if somebody is an amazing swinger, are they going to get a huge chandelier from your house? And if somebody is truly awful, they're just going to get like a dustpan?
Right. For any new viewers, let's just review. Sasha does not swing. Paul does not swing, but we're fascinated by the topic. If I was to swing, 100%, I'm not going to give like the shittiest swinger in the party my most expensive designer chandelier. I'd probably give them like a lamp from Home Goods. But the, you know, the really good ones, the people that like, you know, where they like connect with you and really get you off. Sure, they could have my $6,000 table or my $6,000 chandelier. I mean, that would be a good parting gift if you actually, you know, made my day.
Wow. That was some moving out sale you had going on at your house going on. I didn't even know about it. Had I known about it, I would have reported it on community news.
Right. Well, Paul, now I'm realizing, you talked about how I was having an auction of my stuff. Now I'm realizing, you know, I was annoyed that those neighbors called the COVID police on us, but now I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they didn't call it just because they're assholes. Maybe they called it because they actually thought it was like a big sex orgy party and with parting gifts.
Right.
So maybe, you know, they're not as jerky as we thought.
Right. I'm sure that's exactly what was going through their minds, that Sasha is having a swinger party and she's giving away her furniture to the people who are swinging there. Let me call the police.
They were in Edna Kravitz and they were being nosy and thinking, she's pretending it's an auction. She's posting online that it's an auction, but it's all a ruse so that she could just have sex with a lot of randos and give them the furniture on the way out.
What a way to close out your old house.
What a way to close out my time on that street.
Exactly.
You know, there was no goodbye party. There was no goodbye.
Oh, there was a goodbye party.
There was no goodbye luncheon. Well, I'm saying that nothing by my neighbors. There was no goodbye efforts by any of my neighbors. So I decided to throw a big orgy / giveaway party for myself.
Perfect. What a wonderful community thing that you did. That's really nice.
I had the COVID test, so I knew I didn't have COVID. So I didn't spread COVID, but I spread love and furniture and design all around Townport.
Ah, what more could you ask for on a beautiful March day? And on that note, I am going to take a walk outside. I'm going to go see where they're painting the mural. I might even put just like a community news logo up there so somebody paints it in and they won't even realize that it's not supposed
to be
there.
You know what? Fuck them and their fucking mural. You should go by there and just paste up some pictures of us with like really sticky glue, like that Gorilla glue that lady got stuck in her hair and couldn't get out. Paste up a picture of you and me up there and see what happens. If they take it down, we could just keep going by every day and pasting our picture back up.
That'll be our new mission in life, to make sure that we are on there.
I want to be on that mural.
That's it. It's being done.
Okay.
Perfect. On that note, that about wraps up this issue of Community News. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha, and I want to wish you all a very happy Ides of March in a few days.
Happy Ides of March. Sasha, I will see you again next Tuesday.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul. And we love you, community.
Take care.
A couple of you. Sorry.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.